Good morning. My name is Morgan, and I will be your liturgist today. Whatever brings you here, custom, crisis, curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. For our newcomers, we have a little slip right here. Please feel free to stop and take one. They are located in the back. And I hope that our welcome team has found you to give you one. Also, we have a yellow slip. One side is attendance. If you'd like to fill out your name, address, or contact info, during the offertory, these will be collected. And on the second side is a prayer request. And then you will fill it in and give it to the usher, which we will do so later in the service. The worship order is also in your bulletin, or it can appear on the screen. For anyone who wants to use their smartphone for full text, use the QR code on the back. For restrooms and child care, you can go through this door to my right and your left, and in the gathering room after service, there will be conversation through the same door. As a reminder, we have a safe sanctuary policy here, so children should always be accompanied by an adult. And there are a few things I'd like to mention. Next Sunday, we're going to have a special choral presentation during the worship service, and you can find that in the blue slip in your bulletin. And then also, there is a poverty teach-in. This program, Poverty in Greater Syracuse, is April 13th right here, and it will explore the many facets of poverty to reveal its complexity. And so that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. on April 13th, and the presentations start at 7, and there will be snacks. And lastly, anyone who has been contacted regarding their flowers, just a reminder to stop and pick them up after the service.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. I'm Alicia Wood, and I am proud to say I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. We created this space up here, including a live fountain, to suggest a peaceful lakeshore to help you think of the quiet place that you connect with God. We keep hoping that the weather outside might catch up with our warm, sunny tableau, but it hasn't done so yet. Were there still snowflakes flying when you came in? Our conversations during Lent have been around listening. There are so many listening moments in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah, here they are going to birth a nation in their old age. Moses hears he is going to lead his people out of slavery. Mary hears that her son will be the savior of the world. But was there ever a message from God like ours today? He is not here. He is risen. When all seems lost, when hopes are dashed, the still small voice of God appears like a crocus poking through the crusty snow, like a survivor pulled from a rubble of an earthquake, like the first one in your family to graduate from college. Jesus' message did not die on the cross when he said, "It is finished." That was just phase one. So I invite you to turn and face the light as it comes in here with our acolyte. Turn and face our light as it comes in. In this season of Lent, we have been turning or reorienting ourselves toward the holy. As we have said through this season, what we pay attention to is what forms us. Today we turn our attention to the good news, the resurrection, triumph of the one who risked his life for the least and the oppressed. We turn our attention so that we might become persons who follow in the way of Jesus, working to bring love and justice to humanity and this earth. And so, phase two. Just like those who rushed from the empty tomb and started the Jesus movement, we are God's hands and voices for phase two. Please stand in body or in spirit and join in the opening hymn. It'll be voices and organ and the bell choir singing and ringing "Christ the Lord is Risen," number 302, or on the screen.
standing and join me in the call to worship. For that which then I thought I was right, for that which now I regret, for that which in coming times I know not what to do. Come and rest. Come and listen. Know that the invitation to Christ's table is open to all, no matter how you might have betrayed, faltered, denied, or transgressed. You are absolutely invited to the grace that turns us all around. Please remain standing and take a moment to share the peace of the risen Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. Let us now greet one another by shaking hands or sharing a fist bump or a high five.
Will the children come forward if they're comfortable and join me up here? And we'll sing them in.
Our God is an awesome God. God reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. God reigns from heaven above. Our God, some power and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. How many people got to eat candy before they came today? A few people did. All right, so so one thing I want to tell you, and if anyone wants to stand down here or sit down here, that's okay too. You want to sit over here? So starting on April 15th, if your parents choose, or whoever brought you choose to have you go to Sunday school, after the time together, our children's time together, we'll go to Sunday school. Okay, so after, not today, starting on April 15th, which is 2 weeks from children's time, anyone who would like to go can go to Sunday school if their parents are okay with it, and then you'll come back up at the end of worship. Okay, so that's a change in April 15th. All right, so we got two things to do today. One is I have a question for you, and the other is today is the first Sunday of the month, so we're going to collect anything that people brought in for the pantry. Okay, so my first question, I got to get my other microphone. My first question is this. What happened since last week to Jesus? What happened? Last week we had Palm Sunday, and then what happened?
He died.
Yeah, Jesus died. And then what happened on Easter Sunday morning to Jesus? What happened to Jesus Easter Sunday morning? Yeah.
He disappeared.
He did. And where did he go? He was risen. He was resurrected. And so when he came to see the disciples again, what do you think he said? He died, and he went in a tomb, and then he had disappeared. When they went to the tomb, there was nobody there. And so when he appeared in when he was resurrected and appeared to the disciples, what do you think he said? Any guesses? I wonder if he said, "April Fools!" Today is April 1st, which is also April Fool's Day, and today I thought it might be funny to think about how Jesus would say, "April Fools," but really what Jesus said to his friends and disciples was, "Greetings." And he acted like, well, of course you would see me again. He said, greetings. All right, so today is a busy day in family life, but it's also a busy day in the life of the church because it's a special day. It's the most special day when we celebrate Jesus' resurrection and that he lives beyond death. So I'm wondering, I think we have a few things out. I'm wondering if I can just get two people. Who, you, one and two? Okay, can you go down either aisle, and if there's anything in a bag for our pantry, can you just collect it and come back? Thank you. So on the first Sunday of every month, we have pantry donations that come in, And so our children are really wonderful, and they go out and collect them during this time. And as they pray with their hands and feet, will all of you pray with me today? All right. Loving God, we are so grateful that you still live, that you live in our hearts, and you live in our feet, and you live in our action. Be with us today as we remember all that you do for us every day of our lives. And I pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, so thank you for collecting that stuff, and I appreciate you all coming up. I'm so happy you're here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week as well. So you can go sit with whoever brought you today.
Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen.
Which is at once familiar, and yet each time we hear it, we feel the surprise and the wonder. In our scripture today from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, we revisit the woman heading to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body for burial. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, of James, and Salome bought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is a place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as I told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Christ is risen, Christ is risen indeed. During the singing of this next hymn, the ushers will collect your prayer slips to be read later in the service. And please stand with me if you're able, and join me in singing Christ is Risen, hymn 307, in the pew hymnal and also displayed on the screen.
Christ is risen, raise your spirits from the caverns of despair. Walk with gladness in the morning, see what love can do and dare. Drink the wine of resurrection, not a servant, but a friend. Jesus is our strong companion, joy and peace shall never end. Christ is risen, earth and heaven nevermore shall be the same. Break the bread of new creation where the world is still in pain. Tell its grim, demonic chorus, Christ is risen, get you gone. For the first and last is with us, sing Hosanna.
Please be seated. So I was a little nervous and anxious about today because, you know, it's Easter and I want everything to go just right. And then that first hymn rang, that first hymn with the organ and the voices and the bells, and I was like, it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. So thank you all for being here. I'm so grateful that you were a part of that chorus of voices. So today marks a new beginning, a new year, and we introduce a new church logo with new hopes and with new dreams. And so as you exit today, I'm getting ahead of myself, we hope that this is a place you feel safe, you feel your story matters, you feel included, and you feel Jesus' love. So as you exit today, you will be given a magnet with a new logo on it. Please keep this as a reminder of our time together today, or share it with someone who is looking for a safe place to call home. Our scripture today is the original ending of Mark's gospel, which ends abruptly, uncomfortably. So much so that two additional endings were added after the original ending. The longer ending was included around the second century, but not included in the original Gospel of Mark. And the shorter ending was added not earlier than the fourth century. The original ending ended with silence. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Silence is uncomfortable. We were reminded of this last weekend from Emma Gonzalez at the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., During Lent, we have been talking about silence and the strength in silence. Silence, although uncomfortable, gives us a chance to listen to the still, small voice within, and that of God. It is fitting that our scripture today ends in the uncomfortable silence of women. In the days leading up to our scripture today and Jesus' death, much trauma had been done to Jesus, to his disciples, and to the women who had arrived at the tomb that first Easter morning. Jesus died on the cross non-violently in a very violent way. The cross was a symbol of terror, torture, and slow death under Roman rule. When the women arrived, the tomb was opened and Jesus' body was gone. These women were the first to meet the angel. He shared the good news with the women first. Jesus, he has been raised. He is not here. The women left in terror and amazement. What were they afraid of? Were they afraid of what they saw, an empty tomb? Were they afraid of the power of Jesus and his defeating death? Were they afraid of the angel? Why were they afraid? Were they afraid to tell? Were they fearful they would not be believed? If this is the case, women and children still fear not being believed. They have been afraid to tell their stories because they fear they will not be believed. The Me Too movement has shocked men and women to realize how many people have been harmed by unwanted sexual advances, harassment, ultimatums, and much worse. On Easter morning, Jesus is not defeated by death, but is resurrected. He turns the symbol of terror, torture, and death of the cross into a symbol of love, hope, resurrection, and new life. The cross today is found on jewelry, on tattoos, artwork, as a symbol of our love of Jesus and Jesus' love for us. Jesus overturned the violent act and symbol of the cross upside down on its head to love, hope, and the symbol of new life. If the women were afraid to tell because they feared they would not be believed, it's ironic that Jesus chose them to be the first to hear the good news. Jesus once again overturns the social norms of a woman's place in society. He chooses women to be the first to hear the good news. He has been raised. Just as Jesus gave the women at the tomb that first Easter morning the gift of hearing the good news and sharing his story in their voice, the Me Too movement has given women and children the courage to use their voice and to share their stories and to feel they will be believed. Jesus didn't die to prove the Romans got it right by terrorizing the citizens into submission, but to show God's love wins. Jesus did nothing but pray and forgive the last days of his life. The good news is he died, but now he lives. He lives when we use our voice, share his story, and are kind, compassionate, and loving to one another. Reverend Suzanne Watts Henderson asks this: will we be silent and fearful? Or will we proclaim God's life-giving power in those places where we assumed death to have the upper hand? Today I ask, will we come out of our silence strengthened to share our stories of hurt and our stories of faith, that from the darkness of hurts, fear, silence, and the tomb come light, new life, new depth in faith in the one who turns things upside down and knows pain and darkness and resurrection. Amen. What a special day today is. It is Easter Sunday, and it is also Holy Communion. Today we are going to share our prayers as a part of our communion liturgy. And I'd like you all to know that all are welcome at the table. There's nothing you need to do before you came here. There's nothing you need to do. You just need to want to come to the table. And you are invited and accepted and loved at this table. Just a couple quick logistical things. One is that the bread is all gluten-free bread, and the grape beverage is grape juice. It is not wine. It is grape juice only. So you know those two things. And let us begin. Will you open yourselves to the grace of Jesus Christ that is always and already available here at this table? If so, say, open us to your grace, Lord.
Open us to your grace.
Will you open yourselves once again to the call of Jesus Christ? If so, say, open us to your call, Lord.
Open us to your call, Lord.
Will you open yourselves to the possibility of transformation through Jesus Christ? If so, say, transform us, O Lord.
Transform us, O Lord.
As we prepare to attend the heavenly feast, we especially pray for those who have no earthly tables or no place at this table, and so little daily bread. These are the prayers that are on our hearts today from our community. Thank you. As we remember the people and places we have named, dear God, we seek your help in knowing how to respond to these needs. We confess that there have been times when we have not been a part of bringing your peace on earth to our lives and our communities, times when we did not know how to reflect your love. In silence, let us lift up our hearts, our prayers of confession. For cleansing what is stagnant and toxic, O God, we thank you. For continuing to heal our very souls, we implore you. For the ways in which you will ask us to be present to others, we open to you. Let us join together in speaking the prayer Jesus taught in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hear the good news. God has loved you from the very beginning. The invitation of Christ is never ending. The Holy Spirit is transforming you even now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. We are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus is with us. So lift up your hearts and voices. Let's join in thanks and praise. Holy Living One, you transformed a whole lot of nothing into this amazing creation. You breathed life all around and called it good. You invited us to the wonder of it all, and when we could not face you, you turned us around. You keep bringing us around time and time again, offering the chance to join the freedom dance. And so we join with a glorious chorus of saints, past and present, singing a never-ending hymn of praise. Indeed, you are holy, and blessed is your Son, Jesus, anointed one, liberator, dance partner, brother, friend. He sat at tables with those who had no place and offered fulfilling food for bodies and souls. And on the night when he would give all for us, he sat at the table with extended family, just as he does at this table here and now with this extended family. He offered the usual prayers of thanks to you, God, over cup and bread, and then disrupted the gathering with uncustomary words. He said, First he gave thanks to God, and then he broke the bread, and then he shared it with all of the people around him. And he said, "Take and eat this bread. It is my body given for you. Whenever you gather around the table together, remember me." And then he took the cup, and he gave thanks to you, God. And he shared it with all the people around the table. And he said, "Take and drink this cup, each and every one. It is my blood, sign of the new covenant. For business, as usual, is over and done, and the dance goes on. This love is poured out for all people. So whenever you gather around the table together, remember me." And so, my friends, we remember, we believe. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Spirit upon us now. Pour out your transforming presence on the gifts of this body and the gifts of bread and juice. Make these gifts be for us your life and love, uniting us as one body, Christ's body, for the sake of loving the world. And all glory to you, living presence, Holy One, Holy God, through Jesus, our Christ, and the Holy Spirit, our advocate. Amen. And so today, I'm going to ask my servers to come forward as I explain how this is going to happen. So today, we have three Holy Communion stations. As I said before, all are welcome. So this group over here, as you come forward, I need four servers over here. As this group comes forward, you're going to come up the aisle, you will receive Holy Communion here, and then you will go back on this, along the beautiful stained glass windows and find your seat. And I think, however, you guys are going to come forward. I don't remember which side the usher will be on. This side. The usher will be on this side, and the usher will ask groups to come in, pews to come up as they're ready, and then you will receive Holy Communion right in front of the table, so you guys can scoot over if you're the middle, and then you will go back to your seat this way and find your seat, okay? And then this group over here, an usher will come call you forward, and you'll receive Holy Communion here, and then you'll go along the beautiful stained glass windows and find your seat. All right, so let us set the table. Oh, there we go. Now you know how it works. Enjoy. Oh, and we will sing this as you are comfortable. Come to the table of grace. You can just sit and take it in, or you can sing along.
Putting a church on the corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue, staffing it, heating it, and making the activities I have just outlined happen takes financial resources. We support that activity, and we support United Methodist services around the world through our giving. If this is your first time here, we do not expect a donation. You are our guest. As the ushers come forward to collect the offering, I'd like to remind you to place your attendance slips on the little yellow slips of paper in the offering plate. Please remain standing. We will dedicate our gifts today with a prayer of blessing. It is the poem Easter by Beth Richardson, whose poems have been so blessed to us over the past year. Please join me in the prayer of blessing. Bless this day when the light returns, love astounds, and life prevails.
Bless the grieving, the lonely, the hungry, hope is reborn.
Bless the young ones and the old. Bless the enemies and those despised. God makes a way where there is no way. Christ has risen. Hallelujah. Bless us all worshiping together today. Because he lives, we go forth from this place, fueled by resurrection inspiration, to be your hands and your voice in our community and the world. Please remain standing as we sing our closing hymn, He Lives, number 310 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
May the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep in your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of all God's beloved Son, and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Happy Easter. And today we'd like to close with a long-standing tradition here. We'd like to invite everyone who's here today that would like to sing and join us in the Hallelujah Chorus. Please come up, and the choir members are holding signs, so if you are used to singing the bass, the tenor, the alto, or soprano, you can just come right up here in the front. We're going to just stand right in the front here and fill in front of the communion rail. Some maybe behind and some in front here on the sides and in front of the communion table. And there's music right here on the music stand. I'm sorry.
Music's over there. Do you want music?
Yeah.
It's over there.
And you can be seated if you're not singing. Even though, I think, but standing is kind of a tradition too, but I am so excited to hear this.